What's up, podcast? So today we're talking about the six types of happiness. Now, this podcast was inspired by an article I was reading. I will link the article in the show notes below if you want to check it out for yourself. The article is called The Seven Types of Happiness. I'm going to be talking about six of them that I really liked, and that's what today's podcast is about. So the six types of happiness. Now, I think we should all strive for one of these six types of happiness, or at least meaningfulness, because I just think it's really important to prioritize happiness and meaning in your life. And I think that's a good metric of success, is how happy and content and fulfilled and meaning and all this stuff. I think that's a really good measure for success when compared to material success. I think that happiness should be put on a pedestal over other things, and I think I am very happy that I think over the last few years I've seen, looking back, there's been a greater trend towards these types of things than there was prior to that. So the first type of happiness is joy. So what's joy? Well, it tends to be fairly fleeting and found in a very present moment. It's a fairly simple thing that I think is kind of, when we think about happiness, kind of the first thing that comes to mind is it's very like descendant and just kind of happens, but it comes moment to moment. You don't have a lot of control over it. And I think that joy is something that can be very dangerous to chase, with that being like the main goal, because it is so uncontrollable and descendant. And I think that if you decide to really chase joy, there can be a lot of issues that come up with that. But I'd say try to really appreciate joy when you feel it and try to figure out what is a cause of it. So if you find that you feel a lot of joy when you're with your kids or doing a certain activity, try to fit those things in more and more than you are presently. So if you want more joy, I think that's a good thing to do. It's kind of like that 2-week challenge I was talking about a while ago. Meditation would be another really good way to increase joy. Meditation used to be something I did a lot of and I do less of now, but I've talked about it in the past and I'd really recommend trying it. Now, the next form of happiness is excitement. And excitement is somewhat fleeting, but not as much as joy. Excitement's kind of like that butterflies, heart racing. It's excitement. And I think it can be confused with nervousness. And there's this really cool interview I was watching probably a few years ago that I remember of Olympic athletes and how they felt before they performed at the Olympics, and they were all saying that they were really excited. But when you look at the way they described how they felt, they described it as excitement when it could easily be described with as nervousness. So that's an interesting thing about it. And I think, you know, starting something new can create a lot of excitement. It's a very motivating feeling. It's similar to nervousness, like I said, and it's really cool because it can actually expand the amount of happiness an event causes. So say you're going on a vacation. Well, the week before that vacation, you can start getting really excited and really into it because you're looking forward to it. So for more excitement, you can do things like challenge yourself, perform something you find meaningful that you can be excited to do, go on a trip or do something you really want to, and schedule something a few days or a week in advance or whatever. Do some bucket list things. Stuff like that. Now, the next form of happiness is gratitude, and this is one of my favorites, because while it is hard because it needs constant focus and upkeep, I think it's one of, if not the most, or yeah, it's one of the most stable and deeply internal forms of happiness that can be unshakable from outside things, and that's really important. gratitude gives you a lot of perspective, and perspective is a hugely important thing when you're talking about happiness and things like that. It just makes your life a lot better. It's something you feel all the time, and not all the time, but a lot of the time. And it's really warm and comforting and fortifying. I find it helps with things like depression. It suffocates excuses because you, again, have perspective. And it's really cool. And one thing I'd say is try journaling. I've done gratitude journals in the past. You write down 10, 15 things every night that day you are grateful for, that you found beautiful in that day, or things like that. Meditation can also help with that. You can also do things like tell people that you're grateful for them. If there's someone that you're grateful is in your life, tell them. And it can not only make them feel good and you feel more grateful, because, again, it's kind of bringing that feeling towards the forefront of your mind, and it helps fortify that relationship, and that's a really good thing to do. And I think one thing that everyone can be grateful for is that there's like a 1 in 400 trillionth chance that you were born a human. I think that's something in itself to be grateful for. Now, the next form of happiness is optimism. Now, optimism is when you tend to focus on possibilities and, you know, have a lot of strong self-belief. It's a very, you know, the traditional glass half full. And it's not fleeting. It's more of a mindset and things like that, where it's a mindset that you carry with you throughout life. And that is one thing I like about it, is that it's not a fleeting thing, and it really minimizes the negatives in life. I think naive optimism isn't good, but I think you're conscious of the negative, but you remain hopeful and optimistic. I think that's a really good thing. You know, you can look for the benefits in things. You can, like I said, it's more a mindset. It takes time to really develop if it's not something you naturally have. So look for the good in things. And I think a lot of the times we find what we look for. So if we're looking for things that are bad or wrong or that are horrible, those are really easy to find. And they're constantly thrown in our face on media and things like that. But when you take the time and you look for things that are good and beautiful and some really amazing things, you can find those too. So I say try to find some time looking for things like that. This next form is probably my favorite, and I think for me, it's one of the most important, and that's contentment. And that's when you're happy with what you have, and it's a very peaceful feeling. You feel a lot less disappointed when things, or when you don't get things, or things don't go your way, because like I said, you're happy with what you have. You have few needs, and you're grateful for what you have. It's a very deep, unshakable feeling, and you're in control of it because, again, it's a mindset thing, something you can develop. It does take constant maintenance, like gratitude, and I think when you pair gratitude practices with a few other things, contentment's really easy to get to. One thing I'd really recommend is minimalism. I've talked about it in the past, and probably will end up talking about it more in the future, but minimalism is a really great path towards contentment. I think when a lot of people say they felt a lot happier after becoming more minimalistic, it's because they're a lot more content. Stoicism is a philosophy I've done an episode on in the past, and it's an ancient philosophy that does deal a lot with contentment. Meditation is, again, a really great way for contentment and being present in the moment. Journaling is another great way. Like I said, a lot of the gratitude practices filter back in here. And like I said, I think contentment is one of the best things to strive for because it is very internal, and it's eternal, and it's really powerful. And I think the last one, if not the best one, is love, being the last type of happiness. And love's an amazing thing. It's vital to life. It's a very complex idea, and it's very simple at the same time, because I think it's something that we all know what it is, but it's different to everyone, and it's hard for us to express exactly what it is. And that's why there's been songs and poems older than written history about this feeling and this idea. It's very ancient thing, and it's, I think, extremely important. It's a very powerful thing, and it's something I could talk for a long time on. It's a very deep and seated feeling inside of you, and it's also almost an experience. I think a way to increase the amount of love in your life is to cultivate healthy relationships and meaningful relationships with friends and family and partners, and I think it's the most important one on this list. And I think spending a lot of quality time with people, and there's this Swedish idea that I've talked about and I did a short episode on in the past called FICA. I'll have a few articles linked to it in the show notes below. And basically, FICA is taking a break and a rest and really sitting down without distractions to share coffee or food or just really enjoy the company of others and talk and get to know them. I think that's a really important thing. And I think that the idea of cultivating really healthy, close relationships with people and being open, and I think love's a complicated and but simple thing. And I think that it's a really important form of happiness to figure out and carry with you. Now, with that, thank you all for listening so much. If you still are, if you want to hang around for another like 30 seconds or so, after this for a quick word from our sponsors, feel free to do so. If not, click off. Now, if you want to support the podcast for just the price of a cup of coffee every month, hit the show notes below. There's a support link. For just a few dollars a month, it would do a whole lot to help support the podcast. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, things you want me to talk about, whatever it is, there's an email in the show notes below. You can send in a voice memo, all this cool stuff. And thank you all so much for listening. And I hope you can find ways to integrate these six types of happiness into your life in this next week. So take care. Have a good one.